in the light of the tragic event of last night, in which we all share responsibility, and because of deep concern on the part of many students and on the part of faculty members and administration, we have asked that the Glen Royal Church and Mr. Fountain, its minister, lead us in the Lord's Supper on another occasion, in order that we might devote this hour and indeed this day to a time of memorial and mourning in the death of Martin Luther King. The chapel will be open at the end of this service and throughout the day, so that those who feel inclined may come again and for as long as they choose to be here in tribute and in mourning. In such a mood of worship, then, we join together in the Spirit of God.
We are met, as Dr. Persky has indicated, to worship God and to pray for peace on earth. In particular, we mourn the death of Dr. Martin Luther King. And in our prayer to God, we shall remember his family and all who participate in the quest for peaceful solutions of the difficult problems in the world today. In this service of worship, we shall pray. There will be periods of silence, and we shall listen to a reading of the Scripture. And after the closing prayer, we shall depart in silence, with the understanding that we may return from time to time during the day for silent meditation in the presence of God.
May we pray together. Our Father, we have learned in every condition of life to praise Thee and to bless Thy name. And so we come this morning with hearts that are heavy, and with spirits that are shocked and troubled. But in the midst of our perplexity and our grief, we remember Thee, and we offer to Thee our praise and our worship. We also remember those whose sorrow is greater and more personal than ours. Mrs. King and the family, and the close personal friends of our departed brother and fellow minister, Martin Luther King. We praise thee for the sacrificial, courageous, and prophetic life of Dr. King, and for his unwavering faithfulness unto death. We thank thee that in his martyrdom in this holy season, we catch a new vision of the cross of our Lord and its meaning, as well as a new experience of the hope of the resurrection. Along with millions in the world who mourn the tragic death of this one who symbolized the hopes of the poor, the deprived, the powerless, as we commit him into thy hands in the calm and sure faith that death does not end the life of one who has seen the light of thy knowledge and glory in the face of Jesus Christ. As we ponder this tragedy, wilt thou teach us what we ought to learn from it? Search our hearts, we pray thee, and see if there is in us any wicked way, and lead us in the way everlasting. And we thank thee, our Father, that we have seen too a glimpse of the knowledge of thy glory in the face of Jesus Christ, that we too have seen a dream and a vision. Help us all the more clearly to see the path of Christian duty which we must follow in tangled and violent times. Help us to live and, if need be, to die for our glimpse of thy dream for us and for our nation and for the world. And help us to give ourselves not only to the ideals of the kingdom, but to the methods that are in harmony with it. Wilt thou, O Father, calm the inflamed passions of men in our land and everywhere, and give to us peace in our time, O God. And to that end, give us the plenitude of courage and discipline and dedication and love which the best of thy saints exemplify. O Lord, make us instruments of thy justice and of thy love and of thy peace through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
reading of the Old Testament scripture is taken from the fourth chapter of the roll of the prophet Jeremiah, beginning to read at verse 23 and reading through verse 26. Jeremiah 4, 23 through 26. I looked on the earth, and lo, it was waste and void, and to the heavens, and they had no light. I looked on the mountains, and lo, they were quaking, and all the hills moved to and fro. I looked, and lo, there was no man, and all the birds of the air had fled. I looked, and lo, the fruitful land was a desert, and all its cities were laid in ruins before the Lord, before his fierce anger. The New Testament lesson is taken from Matthew's Gospel, the fifth chapter, verses 38 through 48. You have heard that it was said, an eye for an eye, and a tooth for a tooth. But I say to you, do not resist one who is evil. But if anyone strikes you on the right cheek, turn to him the other also. And if anyone would sue you and take your coat, let him have your cloak as well. And if anyone forces you to go 1 mile, go with him 2 miles. Give to him who begs from you, and do not refuse him who would borrow from you. You have heard that it was said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, so that you may be sons of your Father who is in heaven. For he makes his sun rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rain on the just and on the unjust. If you love those who love you, what reward have you? Do not even the tax collectors do the same? And if you salute only your brethren, what more are you doing than others? Do not even the Gentiles do the same? You, therefore, must be perfect, as your heavenly Father is perfect. May God add his blessing to the reading of these selections from his word.
Let us stand together and let us pray. Holy Father, we would seek thy way and thy will at all times in life, especially during the living of these crisis hours and crucial days, when there arises an ugly stench from the basement of our stately mansion. God grant us great grace. Dismiss us from this service, but not from thy divine presence. Love us, Lord, please, and permit and cause us to love each other. In the name of Christ, and for the cause of love and mercy, we make this and all of our prayers. Amen.